I mean, Coke.
Girl, go. You meet the nicest people in a Meyer Honda.
Meyer Honda has a model that's perfect for your needs and lifestyle. Stop by today for a test drive. Your Gateway Honda dealer, Meyer Honda, O'Fallon, Illinois. MeyerHonda.com.
Realtors have expertise in land development and management, retail, industrial, office, and investment properties. They have the experience, knowledge, and savvy to help you achieve your business and investment real estate goals. Realtors also have the power of the National Association of Realtors behind them, working with legislators and regulators to support the key role commercial real estate plays in our national economy. Ask for a professional who understands your commercial business. Ask for a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
The car you drive says a lot. So does how you treat it. Head to Firestone Complete Auto Care and keep your car running newer and longer. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline removes an average of 60% of performance-rubbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. Choose Shell V-Power and let the excitement begin.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou. And this week, Mizzou Monday is on Tuesday because of the game. So tune in for Mizzou Monday from 6:30 till 9 on Tuesday. Live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Four Roses Bourbon and the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Pinions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Break Opinions on the air.
So join his partners and hear.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so yeah. Get loosened up. We're about
to like a good spanking.
Pinions Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the November 21st, the eve of the anniversary date of the assassination of President Kennedy. This edition of Pinions Playhouse brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling. Cold days ahead. For a while. That's why you need to know the name Matheny. And once you know that name and once you have them out, as my mother-in-law just did, thank you to Bob at Matheny for taking great care of her, as you do with all the customers. We'll talk about Matheny, tell you why you'll never again wonder,
hey,
who to call. We'll make that easy for you. At the control board, the man who runs it, that makes it dance, walk, sing, talk, his name is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not hearing from your advisor, then you need to call Mark and Jason because they talk to all of their clients every quarter.
Often will they talk to me?
Every quarter. Thank for their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how are you?
Oh, great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is also here. He's in charge of security. Good to see you, Hebe. Always in a good mood, that Hebe Jimenez. Bernice is in heaven.
You horses, hi, Dan.
Well, I think you'll be forgiven, and at least you've owned up to it.
That boy says he feels bad. All this talk about Sylvia Brown and all these charlatans and hucksters and people taking money from people. He feels bad that many, many, many years ago, he says he was involved in a little bit of a scam, and it involved sending sick people some prayer what?
Cheese.
Prayer cheese.
Prayer cheese.
Yeah. Oh. It's a cheese that if you pray over it and then eat it, you'd be cured.
You don't do that anymore, do you?
No, he doesn't do it anymore. He's sorry.
Oh.
He sent the money back. Ladies and gentlemen, Bruce Lepperston, the All-Boy Orchestra.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a celebration special today, celebrating the death of Sylvia Brown. You're going to celebrate the discovery of Matheny Heating and Cooling because we've all had people come out to our homes, and as soon as they leave, you just sort of make a mental note, I'll never have those people back here again. I've done it. Man, years ago, we had some local company delivered a dryer or washer or something. They beat the tar out of the door frame and put big nicks in it, scuffed the floor. I thought, have you never done this before? What's the matter with you? And as soon as they left, I had to have a piece of the frame repaired. And I called them and I just said, I would never let your company deliver anything again. I don't think it made any difference, but I felt like I had to do it. Quite the opposite with Matheny. What will happen with Matheny is as soon as they leave, you'll say to yourself, all right, finally, I found a heating and cooling company that's going to be my heating and cooling company from here on out. I'm never going to have to wonder who to call again. If anybody asks me who we use that we like, we'll just tell them, Matheny Heating and Cooling. That's been going on for 71 years in St. Louis and St. Charles counties. It happens all the time. People telling other people about Matheny. It happens in business and it happens at residences because they do commercial, they do residential, big, small, any make, any model. You know, we've said many, many times we've told you that. It's true. Don't worry about what kind of equipment you have. They're highly trained and regularly retrained and brought up to speed on the latest and the greatest, as well as their ability to work on old stuff that's on its last leg. What does that mean, last leg? Especially if you only have two legs. It doesn't sound
on
like...
On your leg. Yeah. I don't know.
And even a four-legged animal, if you're on your last leg, does that mean if you had four legs, you were hobbling around on one and three were gone already? That doesn't... I don't know. We'll look into that. Matheny Heating and Cooling. There's a reason they've been around 71 years. They're real good, and they're honest, and they are dependable, and they'll get to you as quick as anybody could possibly get to you. MathenyHeatingandCooling.com. I hope we're not under investigation.
Oh.
Wait till you hear the email I just got.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. Subject. Let me read you the subject line. Scamming your listeners.
Oh.
Now, that got my attention.
Uh-oh.
Says, I'm currently listening to your show as you were discussing the death and dishonesty of psychic Sylvia Brown. You made the remark that you would never intentionally mislead your listeners. This makes me question two interviews you conducted on your show that were presented as authentic, but that I consider to be questionable. One was with a man that was hiding out in the attic or some secret place in his parents' house since he was hiding out from the authorities. I forget the duration of his supposed seclusion, but it was considerably long. The second interview you conducted was with a man that claimed to be totally covered with long hair, including on his tongue.
I remember that.
I remember it, Dan.
Yeah.
I questioned these interviews for two reasons. One, the voices sounded identical. And two, when a listener called in with suspicion that the same man did both interviews, you stated you couldn't recover the tape of the last interview to play it for him. I'm not requesting that you make a public statement on the validity of these interviews, but I would appreciate your comments on them directly to me. Who was scammed? Your listeners? You? Or both parties? Regards, and I won't mention the listener's name, Larry, first name.
Huh.
I do remember the man with hair on his tongue.
I do too.
And I seem to remember the hiding. Hey, sometimes people can sound like other people.
Yeah.
You know, there was a guy. We had the guy hiding out in his attic of his parents' home for, I can't remember what the reason was. We also had the guy that we interviewed that lived in the old arena before they tore
yes,
it down.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah.
Well, I remember them as riveting, fascinating interviews. That's what I remember.
Yeah, I do too.
I welcome an investigation, Larry. So, you know, call whoever the authorities are. Who investigates fake interviews? Would that be the FCC? I don't know. Before I came on, I heard some guy on John Carney's show, and he was talking about Oswald and the Kennedy assassination. Sometimes people can say one thing and they lose you. In other words, all credibility is gone. And that happened for me with this guy. When he started talking about Lee Harvey Oswald's shotgun that he used to shoot the president, It wasn't a shotgun, okay? That would be pretty close to impossible, unless you had a deer load and, well, anyway. I mean, I said anyway.
Wow.
Wow, that's real.
Oh, my goodness.
The unclaimed Powerball ticket, which needs to show up by midnight tonight, $16 million. Can you even imagine finding it tomorrow? Because they don't mess around. It's cut off. The cutoff is midnight. If you come up with it tomorrow and go, I found it. No.
And how long?
6 months.
6 months.
Now, here's the thing a lot of people don't consider. You know who's really mad that this person lost their ticket and didn't come forward? The store that sold the ticket.
Oh, yeah.
They're out $25,000.
Is it in St. Louis? Or
no, it's in Florida. $16 million.
Wow.
And the store that sold it is to get 25. And you know as soon as they announce it came out of this store, they're all jumping around. The store is going to get 20. We're going to all celebrate and get bonuses. No. The ticket holder never came through. Now, there was one other one years ago. The biggest ticket to go unclaimed till the deadline, I think was like 30 or 35 million Powerball ticket.
Wow.
I have been guilty of buying a Powerball ticket and then a week or two later checking the numbers. I've done that. You know, you put it on the kitchen counter, and I forgot about it. But come on, man. Especially if you hear the news and it's all over the news. Here's where it was sold. Here's the store. And I go, wait a minute. I bought a ticket there.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I'd be digging like crazy. But apparently it's not going to turn up. Unless they pull something that I've never seen anybody pull before and they've deliberately walked it right up to the edge and they show up today just before closing at the lottery office. Here's the problem with that plan. What if you got sick or hit by a car or something?
Yeah.
And you don't wake up from your coma till the day after the deadline. That's not a very smart idea if you plan it that way. There's a survey that just came out. It said Americans, people in the United States, only use 10 of every 14 days vacation. So if you have 2 weeks, you only use 10 days. If you have 4 weeks, you only use 20 days. What's the matter with you people? Use your vacation, for goodness sakes. Because I've said this before, I think sometimes people don't take vacation because they think the boss will notice that and go, wow, what dedication. Didn't even use all of his vacation. I got news for you. All they're going to notice is that you're a numbskull. You're not going to get rewarded for that. A listener sent me it's an interesting saying. But I find it as a married man offensive. And Peon, I think you will too. Dan, you're sort of not married.
Yes.
But here's the saying. A husband and wife are like two sides of a coin. They stay together, but they can't face each other.
Yeah.
That's offensive.
Yeah.
That's offensive to me. Again, it's somebody trying to paint a negative picture of marriage. And to any young people out there contemplating marriage, I say, you ignore bunk like this. You take it from me. Yeah. You take it from Peon. You even take it from Dan. Marriage is fantastic.
Hell yeah.
It's
darn
a license.
Right it is.
It's an unlimited license for sexual intercourse, for one thing. That right there is enough reason to get married.
Well, not for me, it wasn't.
And to the guy, Rodney, I still remember his name. Thank you, Rodney, for that call about what a despicable person Montel Williams is. And Rodney told us the story about how they tried to hire, you know, Montel to do to speak for a great cause, but he wanted $30,000 no matter what the cause was. I don't talk about this a lot, but I am, and I want to make it clear, available to speak. I don't particularly like it. I get nervous. But for $30,000, you will get an hour of hilarity from me. I will tell you every joke of the funniest jokes I've ever known in my whole life for $30,000. And then I'll shine your shoes and bring you your car at the end of the thing. So for $30,000, I'm available.
I'll do it for half that.
Okay, well, there you put it out there. Peon, what about you? An hour. Peon for an hour at a gathering.
I'll do it for a third of the dance.
There you go. Something for everybody.
There you go.
There's a whole price range there. Seriously, there are plenty of people who get paid $30,000, $50,000 that most people have never heard of. And they have a budget at these big organizations and conventions, and they bring them in. And sometimes they're a complete bomb. They have to pay them anyway. I promise you, you'll leave it laughing. $30,000 for me for an hour.
All right. You could get all three of us. What do you think for one?
Well, now that's a great. If they've got a big budget, yeah. That would be you want half. That's 30. That's 45. And Peon 7,500. Yeah. That's $52,500. In fact, I'll tell you what. We'll discount it to $50,000.
Yeah.
$50,000. You get all three of us for an hour. Somebody's going to bite on this.
Oh yeah. Man.
Keep checking the email, Peon.
All right.
And Facebook page, because some group, they're already calling. Some group is going to go, holy cow, $50,000, let's book them. Now I'm concerned, can we keep up with all the bookings?
Yeah.
We may have to tell some people, sorry, I'm booked that day.
Or ask for more.
No, we just do two a day. I'm up for two a day.
Hey, man, for that money, two a week, I'd be doing somersaults. Two a month. Now I want to. We touched on this earlier. This is not a joke. This is yet another example of how gullible and stupid some people are. There is a documentary. It's a new documentary called Journey to Planet Sanity. I'm guessing from the title, it's a documentary about how gullible people are to the point of sometimes you think they must be insane. And one of the things that they feature in this documentary is a guy named S.S. Singh, S-I-N-G-H. He is a scatomancer. That is the name they have decided to give a person who predicts the future by analyzing your poop, your doo-doo. Now, I'm not making this up. And people pay. And in the documentary, apparently, they follow a guy named Leroy Tessina. Leroy Tessina is a guy who has spent his whole life savings trying to protect himself from aliens and paranormal ghosts, and he's just one of those guys. He's nuts, and he thinks everything's trying to get him. His friend Blake Freeman is a skeptic, so they're totally opposite, but they're friends. So in this documentary, apparently, this guy Tessina pays his hard-earned money to Mr. Singh for basically an SHIT reading. And, you know, and they say that in the documentary, you see they have the customer, Tessina, poop in a toilet. And Mr. Singh, in the documentary, here's his quote: when you're done, don't flush it. Then he goes and retrieves the poop in a real nice bowl, and he sets it in front of him. Stay with me, folks. This is very interesting.
Why wouldn't you just poop in the bowl?
Well, that's kind of hard to do, hover over and hit it. You just dip it out of the toilet. It's easier. Now, to get into what he calls the spirit, Mr. Singh burns sage, and he waves his hands over the bowl with Mr. Tessina's poop and with the residual toilet water, and then he speaks. And here's what he says. He says, so, now this is after analyzing the man's poop. You are in transition right now. You're supporting a friend or family member in a project. The log-like shape, the shape of your poop like a cigar or log suggests leadership, strength, length, longevity. He says, and then he picks the poop up with his bare hand.
Oh.
And he tells the customer, he says, you have to really get into it, and the stronger the aroma and the more contact, the more accurate the prediction. So after he looks, feels, smells the poop, he suggests that his friend should accompany him on the journey, but his buddy decides, no, not for me. I'm not pooping in front of you. I'll just let my buddy do it. And that's in the documentary. So, again, further proof that, boy, some people will buy into anything, including having your poop read to predict your future. What else can I say?
What if you have the cramps and gurgles when you get in
there? Oh, boy. Yeah. Oh, boy. Well, that would probably tell him something about you.
Your life is in disarray. It's all over the place.
Your life is in disarray-a-ria. Yeah. You're all over the place. That's a good one. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
In honor of and in celebration of the, not honor, celebration of the death of Sylvia Brown, we have a psychic. There are a lot of psychic jokes. There's that, you know, that, remember that Indian where he has a great memory? That's not really psychic. There are a couple. So here's the one that that just came to mind, and it's a young man, a young boy who is, he's a young adult, but he's very skeptical of the whole psychic thing. But some friends are saying, oh, you got to go see this guy. This guy's great. He's the real thing. It's kind of like Sylvia Brown. He, you know, he's a real, so he reluctantly goes. He pays $100 for this, it's a woman, actually, to sit at a table, and she's kind of, they had the gypsy look, and a crystal ball and some cards and stuff. So, again, he's very skeptical. He sits down and goes, okay, so, tell me something. And the woman psychic says, I can tell you right away. I can tell you this. I can see immediately that you are not a believer and that you're skeptical. He goes, oh, great, well, that was real hard. Yeah, of course you can tell that. I mean, give me something. She says, well, your name is Gabriel. He says, so what? I mean, in a lot of ways you could have found that out. Even if I did just walk in here and we've never met, that's not good enough. She says, how about your birthday? June 5th. He says, well, let me just ask you some stuff and see what you can come. She says, go ahead. He said, what about, tell me something about my brother. She says, you don't have a brother. You have two sisters. In fact, one of your sisters, Susan, just went to the doctor yesterday to have her arm set in a cast because she fell off her bicycle. He says, okay, well, and, you know, and he's thinking somebody could have told her that maybe I've been set up. He said, why don't you tell me about something in my life that was a big, big day for me? She says, you mean like what happened 4 weeks ago yesterday when it was your birthday and your parents gave you what they couldn't afford to give you when you were younger, and that was a motorbike, the black one that you just received for your birthday, the one that you got on immediately and took a test drive to your best friend Bart's house? He's thinking, oh. All right, how about this? Tell me something about my dad. She says, your dad is a letter carrier, and right now he is on a 3-day bass fishing trip to Mexico. He says, ha-ha-ha, busted, busted, I knew it. You know what you're talking about. My dad is not a letter carrier. He's not in Mexico. My dad is an insurance salesman. And by the way, I just left his office. I went by to see him for a few minutes, and he was there as of, you know, 2 hours ago. So not a letter carrier, not in Mexico. My dad's an insurance salesman, and he's in his office. She says, no, your mom's husband is an insurance agent, but your dad's on a fishing trip in Mexico.
Well, we've had lots of problems out there this evening in this afternoon rush hour. Here's Tim Weiland to fill you in.
Dan, it doesn't get any better out there, and especially for 270 drivers. I told you they cleared that accident by Tucson Ferry, now on southbound 270. You've got a new accident. There was a report of two accidents, one at Doherty Ferry and one at Marshall. I can only see the one at Marshall, and that's got two right lanes blocked. Traffic is pretty solid from Page all the way down through Marshall Road. Still a little bit heavy from 44 up through Graboy. On westbound 40 at Lindbergh, you've got a crash that's got two left lanes blocked, and traffic is backed up now through Kings Highway. On eastbound 44 at Vandeventer, it's actually between Vandeventer and Kings Highway, you've got a crash, two right lanes, you've got heavy traffic from about Arsenal, and looks like you are running slow. Well, they're still working with the accident on eastbound 270 between McDonald and Lindbergh. Traffic is slow a little bit north of St. Charles Rock Road around the bend. It opens up at Lindbergh. Pretty good run to the Chain of Rocks Bridge. East and westbound 70, really slow traffic going between past the airport. Southbound 55, 65. Looks like we've got some slow traffic between Bayless and Lindbergh. This traffic report, it's brought to you by Exxon and Mobil. At Exxon and Mobil, their gasoline connects with your engine to help you get better fuel economy. Learn more at FuelingConnections.com. With your GAR from the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This Saturday, Coach Frank Haith and the Missouri Tigers head to the opening round of the Las Vegas Invitational to take on Gardner-Webb.
And Missouri takes the lead with 31 seconds to play.
Coverage begins at 2 p.m. and the tip-off is at 2:30.
Missouri wins it 104-67.
Catch all the action right here on your home of the Missouri Tigers, the Big 550.
Bang!
KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-616-4996. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-616-4996. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-616-4996. That's 1-800-616-4996.
Who is it?
Chilly winter draft. I wanted to come in and hang out around the back of your neck and maybe swirl around your feet a little.
Yeah, not interested.
No problem. I'll just make my way in through these rattly old windows.
Tired of the cold invading your home? Replace those drafty old windows with triple pane windows from Amazing Siding and Windows. Three panes of glass with sealed vapor barrier between each mean no more chills when you sit near the window. Right now, you'll save $150 off every amazing triple pane window. Or beautify your home's appearance and block out the cold with amazing plank acrylic siding. With an extra inch and a half of solid graphite insulation, you'll add an additional R4 insulation value to your home and make it impervious to the elements. Now save $4,000 off whole house amazing plank acrylic siding or save $150 off every window. Call Amazing Siding and Windows for details. 636-230-5800. That's 636-230-5800.
Midwest Floor has just purchased a truckload of luxury vinyl tile flooring from Armstrong to give you these great holiday savings. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, President and CEO of Midwest Floor. If you ever wanted to make a fashion statement in your home, now is the time. Beautiful, American-made, luxury vinyl tile. On sale now for only $3.89 a square foot. It's a great alternative to ceramic tile that's comfortable on your feet, warm to your touch, and easy to take care of. That's right, you can have one of the most durable tile floors made. Armstrong's Alterna Luxury Vinyl Tile for only $3.89 a square foot. That's half of our regular price. And with your choice of 42 different patterns and colors and 5 different sizes, you can't go wrong. So hurry into one of our 2 stores and take advantage of this truckload offer. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Cookies baking on a Weber grill. Discounts throughout the store. Family fun all day long.
It's the holidays at Schnars Hardware.
Hi, this is Melissa.
And Frank.
Schnars Hardware and the Marketplace in Ladue invite you to kick off the holiday season with us at the Ladue Holiday Walk.
On November 24th, festivities will begin at noon with the arrival of jolly old St. Nick. And the fun doesn't stop until 4 p.m.
And what better way to get an early start on your holiday shopping and avoid the Black Friday crowds?
The Marketplace in Ladue offers a variety of shopping options, from toys and clothes for the youngest shoppers to clothes, tools, and sporting goods for those with more grown-up tastes.
30 of your favorite Ladue stores will be serving tasty treats and delicious deals all day. So come by, take a look around, and try to spot Santa in one of our stores.
What will he be wearing?
Seriously? For more information, go to www.schnars.com or call me, Melissa, at 314-993-0910. Oh, and did I mention it's free?
Are you retired or retiring soon? If so, I need to ask you a few important questions. Do you have a plan to provide a steady, predictable income for life? Do you have a plan to protect your assets from market losses? Do you have a plan to reduce the impact of taxes and inflation? Hi, I'm Lori Heise.
And I'm Ken Heise. If you answered no to any of these questions, call Heise Advisory Group to schedule a no-obligation review of your retirement income plans. You'll also get a free copy of 10 Things to Know About Planning Your Retirement Income just for calling. We have a combined 45 years of experience in financial services serving those that are retired or close to retirement.
Call Heise Advisory Group today at 314-909-1116. That's 314-909-1116.
Heise Advisory Group. Financial security in any economy.
If you're currently paying for Medicare Supplement and Part D prescription coverage, you're paying way too much. Open enrollment gives you a chance for a do-over. This is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. Our clients are saving thousands of dollars, and they're still seeing their own doctors. It's not a secret. It's about knowing your options. Let's do it right this open enrollment. Call me at 314-863-0008. 314-863-0008.
Want to catch a game?
Where?
At the Clubhouse Bar and Grill in Afton.
The Clubhouse Bar and Grill?
Yes, at the Clubhouse, the home of all of our sports teams, college and pro, on 14 HDTVs.
The Clubhouse?
And the food, man, you ought to try. The Clubhouse half-pound burger.
The Clubhouse Bar and Grill in Afton, right?
Yeah, of course. Everyone, including the kids, are welcome at the Clubhouse.
So I can bring my kids?
Yep, there's a game room for them, while we have a front row seat for the big games at the Clubhouse Bar and Grill on Gravoy, just a stone's throw from McKenzie in Afton.
Awesome.
Guests at Monkswell Manor are snowed in, and a murderer is in their midst.
Who done it? You'll find out in the Repertory Theater's production of The Mousetrap, December 4th through the 29th. This classic Agatha Christie murder mystery is filled with plot twists and suspense.
How can you win a pair of tickets to see The Mousetrap accompanied by McGraw-Mill Haven?
Register at KTRS.com or text The Rep to 84126. And it could be you and a friend at the Repertory Theater to see The Mousetrap from the Big 550 KTRS.
The moment he's been waiting for, Mike Evans on board. From Southern California, with a Hollywood scoopage courtesy of Annie Gunn's restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. Don't forget about the gift certificates available from the Smokehouse, and there's nobody who won't thank you over and over for whatever you get them from the Smokehouse. And then, of course, there's Annie Gunn's. What can you say? Closed on Mondays. Annie Gunn's Restaurant, Smokehouse Market, Chesterfield Valley. Here is Mike Evans. What's going on?
Anyway.
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, here we go. How's the weather in St. Louis?
The weather outside is frightful, but having you on is delightful.
Yeah, drizzly.
Yeah. Kinda perfect. Your kind of weather, just like Hawaii.
Yeah.
It means it's snowy?
No, no snow yet.
No, but they have
snow in Hawaii, don't they? Like up in the mountains?
Up in Kilauea.
But you never hear about that. Nobody ever mentions that there's snow way up there.
They've talked about rain changing to snow sometime this weekend.
Oh, it'll happen.
You have to go way up there, though.
Yeah.
Get her done.
So what's going on?
Name the name of the president. The press corps tagged President Tardy. Because he was always late, even to press conferences, formal dinners, all meetings, even official functions. Is it Bush 1, Bush 2, Bill Clinton, or please don't call me Jimma Carter? Answer in just a minute. Thank you very much. Thank
Jimma.
Please don't call me Jimma.
Jimma, I'm Jimma Carter. I'm Jimma Carter. Hey, sir, who are you? I'm Jimma Carter, former president of the United States of America.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Anyway.
No.
Yesterday, Chris Brown ordered a 90-day lockdown rehab, not in jail yet. This is all stemming from his probation for the Rihanna beatdown, which I think he should have gone straight to jail in the first place. Come on, man. Brown faces more assault criminal charges in Washington, D.C. in 2 weeks. This guy's a piece of work, isn't he?
Yeah, this sounds like racism to me. I say
TV News, Kelsey Grammer. You like him?
I do. He's a great actor.
You know what? He had a show on. I can't remember it for the life of me now. After Frasier.
Yeah, it didn't last. Yeah.
Three seasons.
Yeah, it didn't make it.
It was really good, though. It was really good. He played the mayor of Chicago. Do you remember that show?
I remember there was a show, but I can't remember the name of it.
He played the mayor of Chicago, and he was like, really mean.
Peon will pull it up. He'll find it.
Can you find Peon?
Yeah, he'll jump in when he gets.
I'll see when I.
TV show. That Kelsey Grammer, name the show after Frasier. You'll get it.
Name the show after Frasier.
Yeah, go ahead. He'll jump in with it when he gets.
Was it the game? No.
No, just a question that needs to be answered.
It does. His new show, this time he plays a goofy attorney, and the partner, he has a partner in the law practice, and his partner is played by Martin Lawrence. And the early word is, it's actually pretty good. More ratings news.
Hang on, what is it? What is it, Pian?
He was executive producer on The Game.
He wasn't executive producer, he starred in it.
Okay, that's what IMDb says.
You let us down.
Medium is one. No. The Game is one.
No. Get back to us when you got it. Go ahead, Mike. Sorry.
Why? I mean, he was the star of it.
Yeah.
Did anybody see it? Did anybody watch that show?
Apparently not.
The Boss was the name of the show.
Oh, okay. That rings
2011 and 2012. It ran for 2 years.
Okay.
He played Mayor Tom Kane of Chicago. Great show. I hate to see it leave. Where was I? Oh. I was really disappointed and surprised that the Challenger disaster movie, which was fabulous and simulcast on both the Science Station and the Discovery Channel, only did a combined 1.9 million viewers, which I thought it would do a lot better than that. It is going to be rerun. Try it again if he comes back. When it does come back next month, watch it. It's really good. I was going to mention this yesterday, but since my homeboy Franco watches Boardwalk Empire, Sunday is the finale of Boardwalk Empire. Every season and the season finale on Boardwalk Empire, a main character is killed, murdered.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see who that is. I wouldn't be surprised if it's Eli, the brother.
Hey, do you watch Sons of Anarchy?
I don't.
Okay.
Is it good?
It's really good.
Really?
Yeah.
Movie review. The best movie playing this weekend is certainly Hunger Games Catching Fire, but also opening today is Vince Vaughn's Delivery Man. And while other critics have really panned it, I think it's one of the best movies Vince has ever done.
I like him.
It's not just plain old rude and crude and tasteless and one-dimensional. Instead, it's funny, yeah, but it's kind of cute, kind of sensitive, a little thought-provoking. I like it. Vince plays a dummy, as he plays so well, who 20 years earlier donated a lot of sperm to a sperm bank and finds out that through court technicalities and ratifications and new rules and laws, hundreds of these kids want to know who their real father is, and of course it's him, and he quietly wants to be a part of their lives and starts getting involved in some of their lives. It's actually pretty good, rated PG-13, 112 minutes. I don't know why everybody hates it. I thought it was good. 3 stars. Charity news last night was at the Gilda Radner Foundation. But I also want to send kudos out as far as charities to Good Wife star Julianne Margulies. I don't really like her that much. I don't think she's that attractive.
I don't either.
I just don't get her. But, however.
And there's always a however in life.
And anyway.
No.
She's generated hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars for the Hurricane Sandy survivors. She also had a home on the shore. And she's really spent a lot of time, effort, work, helping those people. So good for her.
You know what? When I hear her name, you know what I think of? When she left ER, I remember they begged her to come back to ER. And they offered her $20 million for another season. And she said, nah, no thanks. And I remember thinking, wow, you got to really be well off to go no thanks to $20 million for one season.
Really? Talking about lots of money. Steven Spielberg donated $10 million to the Arts and Science Museum, and he was telling his buddy Jerry Katzenberg at lunch about doing this. So Jerry pulled out his checkbook, and he wrote a check for $10 million.
All right.
Huh?
That's what you do when you're two rich guys at lunch.
At lunch,
remember that time I gave that guy $5? Remember that time I gave the guy $5, and right there when you saw me do it, you reached in, you gave him a quarter?
No, but then you chased him on the bike. Because he didn't buy food immediately, you wanted your money back, remember?
Yeah, I do.
That was the funniest thing. Cheryl and I still talk about that. We go by that restaurant, because there's that restaurant that Frank actually got up and chased that guy on the bicycle for his $5.
Well, the guy was a liar.
Hello? $5.
I know.
And
it's principle.
Why did they cheer, Franco?
I don't know.
I'm sure. I don't know. Who is called the President Tardy? Bush 1, Bush 2, Bill Clinton. Oh, please don't call me Jim. Carter.
Oh, man. I'll say Bush 2.
I'll say Jimmy Carter.
I'll say Bill Clinton because he was probably always busy with some chick and just zipping it up and barely making it in time. So I go Clinton.
Some of the media believe that he was spending some time that when it was late with Monica Lewinsky. It's Bill Clinton. You're absolutely right.
There you go.
Mike Evans, say up.
I'm sorry. I meant to be here earlier, but I got tied up. And I'm not kidding. I mean, I really got tied up. I had Monica tie me to the chair in the Oval. It was great. It was fantastic. So I'm sorry I'm late. I know this happens far too often.
Thank you. Yeah. Great, thank you. I didn't think it was that good, but thank you. Thank you so much.
First Community Credit Union is where I bank. That's where I have a car loan, I have a checking, we have a savings, we have a debit card, we have, which is the same as checking, by the way, we have a business loan there. We do it all at First Community Credit Union, and they do it all for you. I don't want to use the expression go above and beyond, that's kind of overused, but I think they do. Look, there's nothing that says the place you bank has to pop you fresh popcorn every day. That's not in any kind of banking bylaws, and I don't know too many people that do that. Or when it's real hot in the summer, they give everybody popsicles, but they do. There's really nothing that says that you have to try to be so competitive that your goal is to always be able to offer rates that are just a little better than it, but that is their goal. That's what they try to do. And more often than not, they accomplish it. So you got really good service, you got really good rates, you got all the services, and meaning the things that you expect to get from a banking facility, they're all there. So tell me why you want to stay and keep banking where you're banking now. Ooh, just because it's easy, you don't have to do anything? Well, your loss. I think you'll be glad if you take just the little time that it takes to close out your stuff at one place and move it over to First Community Credit Union. We'd appreciate it if you would consider that. Their website, if you'd like to check out what they do and what they have, is firstcommunity.com.
Had lots of problems out there this afternoon. Here's Tim Weiland to look at traffic, Tim.
All I could say is anybody who's in a car right now on a highway, call home, tell them to hold dinner because it's not getting any better out there. Still working with the crash eastbound 270. That's going to be at work for quite a while. Probably after rush hour, they're going to try to get this truck out of there. But traffic is slow eastbound 270 between St. Charles Rock Road and Lindbergh. Southbound 270, still working with that accident near Marshall Road. Two right lanes are blocked. You're jammed pretty solid from south of Page down through Marshall. You're really slow climbing up the hill from 44 through Gravois. On westbound 44 near Lindbergh, working with an accident there, and you're jammed all the way back to Vandeventer, and it's just a slow go through there. On eastbound 44 at Vandeventer, still working that crash with a left lane block, and you've got traffic slow a little bit east of Arsenal now. Southbound 55, just a little bit heavy between Rivas and Lindbergh. On westbound 40, it's going to be slow through Chesterfield Valley to the Boone Bridge. Westbound 70, looks like we're still slow between 170 and 270, and then we're heavy again, Cave Springs out through Highway 79. And downtown, trying to get to the Poplar Street Bridge, there was an accident that had the bridge shut down for a few minutes. They've reopened it, but you're still running slow from Jefferson to the Poplar. This traffic report brought to you by Exxon and Mobil. At Exxon and Mobil, their gasoline connects with your engine to help you get better fuel economy. If you'd like to learn more, go to fuelingconnections.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Traffic.
Let me just give you an update on Manchester where that water main break is. Now they've only have a right lane.
It's out there all day long. And while other stations may ignore it in the middle of the day, we give you the traffic updates you need. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Looking for fast, reliable, and professional printing for your business? Then BizCard Express is your solution. Let their experts help you with your printing needs, from design and new ideas to market your business. Brochures, banners, signs, decals, promotional items, and much more. Plus, BizCard Express can have your business cards in an hour or less. Franchise opportunities are available. That's BizCard Express. Find them on the web at bcxweststl.com for more information.
I'm Kelly Jackson. Friday morning on McGraw Live, we'll preview the holiday lights at the Anheuser-Busch Brewery, go live via Skype to Dealey Plaza in Dallas to remember JFK, and a Smithsonian Museum director will join us live in studio, plus David Blaustein with movies and Scott Sherman as well. Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Custom closets have never been so affordable. Call St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000, and schedule your free in-home estimate. That's St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000.
Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. Choose Shell V-Power and let the excitement begin.
All right, well, this has been fun. Thank you so much for being with us, and we appreciate it. I am on assignment tomorrow, so till next time, have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. This is Fox 2 News.
Tonight at 6.
A verdict in the case of a man prosecutors say stabbed his wife 55 times. We'll have the exclusive in the Fox Files.
Plus, when the Millennium Hotel in downtown St. Louis will close its doors and why they're shutting down. And a former Ram giving back.
Being a blessing and making a positive impact here in St. Louis.
How Isaac Bruce and a St. Louis not-for-profit are making sure families have a holiday meal this Thanksgiving.
First on Fox, prosecutors say Russell Faria stabbed his wife 55 times. He's been locked up for 2 years waiting for this trial. Fox Files investigator Chris Hayes has been the only reporter in the courtroom all week, and he's witnessed multiple bombshells, and he was there for the guilty verdict. Chris.
Judge read the verdict guilty. We heard gasps from all around the courtroom, and a relative of Russell Faria's appeared to vomit. Family on both sides sobbed as they left the courtroom, their emotions coming from different places. The